With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has signed an order putting tariffs on 66 countries. They'll go into effect this week. Meanwhile, he struck a deal with the European Union. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it will help American businesses.
What we are watching is President Trump rebuilding the greatest economy in the history of the world and simultaneously proving the so-called economic experts wrong at every turn. Media pundits said a trade deal with the EU this monumental and beneficial to America would be impossible, but President Trump made it happen.
She says the president and his team, trade team, want to cut the best deals for the American people and the American worker. The American workforce is shifting these days.
Native-born Americans have gained more than 2 million jobs, accounting for virtually all employment growth this year. The surge is happening as foreign-born employment has declined. That reverses a trend occurring in recent years. According to data released Friday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, native-born Americans added 1.8 million jobs over the past 4 months, while foreign-born workers saw a loss of 1.5 million jobs. This means that from January to June, all of the net job growth, based on non-seasonally adjusted figures, went to native-born workers. Ron Taylor reporting.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires has been troubling several Midwestern states, bringing warnings of unhealthy air. Air quality alerts were affected yesterday in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Parts of Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois got some of the smoke as well. People with lung disease and other problems are advised to stay indoors. SpaceX delivered a new crew to the International Space Station yesterday. It took only 15 hours. They blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center and arrived not that long later. Astronauts from the U.S., Russia, and Japan. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by American First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-educated female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says transgender athlete policies such as the one in Oregon violate Title IX. That's the 1972 federal law that bans discrimination in education based on sex. The investigation is the latest effort by President Trump to protect female sports in the country from encroachment by males. In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration provided the U.S. Olympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the 1978 federal statute governing the Olympics. Legal expert Jill Pilgrim calls the Trump guidance, quote, a well-thought-out case. This is SRN News. NASA in India launched an Earth-mapping satellite this past week. It'll be capable of tracking the slightest changes in land and ice.
Rocketing to orbit from India, the satellite will survey virtually all of Earth's terrain multiple times. Its two radars, one from the US and the other from India, will operate day and night, peering through clouds, rain and foliage, to collect troves of data in extraordinary detail. NASA's science mission chief, Nikki Fox, said ahead of liftoff, it's the first of its kind dual radar satellite that will change the way we study our home planet and better predict a natural disaster before it strikes. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, August the 3rd. It's the 215th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Evening stars are Mars, Mercury, Neptune, and Saturn. On this date in history, 1492, Columbus set sail from Spain. This is SRN News.